This February, three-time Academy Award winner Daniel Day-Lewis stars in Phantom Thread.
You can sew almost anything into the canvas of a coat.
From critically acclaimed director Paul Thomas Anderson.
When I was a boy, I started to hide things in the linings of the garments.
The Guardian calls it pure delicious pleasure. 5 stars.
Coins, words, little messages. Things that only I knew were there.
It's hypnotically beautiful and impossible to forget.
Secrets.
Phantom Thread. In cinemas Friday.
Alice Lowe, Ben Wheatley, Sally Potter, Sean Baker, Colin Farrell, Claire Foy, Florence Pugh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Ringano Nioni. We could go on, but these are just some of the trailblazing artists, directors, writers we've spoken to on the Barbican Film Podcast. We continue to explore a world of films, old and new, through exclusive interviews and insights as we head towards awards season. Plus, delve into the Barbican Screen Talk archive. Search for the Barbican Film Podcast on Acast.
For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grant hopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to the Real Housewives of Atlanta episode of Watch What Crap Is, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I only say this every day. I
mean, yeah, only is, every day. That's okay.
It's called a Manic Monday. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which is just more of a delight than ever. So if you need something else, go listen to it. And I'm with Ben Mandelker of the B-side blog and the banter blender, darling, broken bird. Hi, babe.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing just great. I'm putting together our crappy awards and trying to decide craft blocks or no craft blocks.
Wow.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be just a big, fun, messy show at the Improv on Wednesday. And, you know, it was we chose a small venue because we wanted to make it intimate. And so anyone who's able to come, we are excited to see you and have a fun little party together. Speaking of live shows, Ronnie, today's kind of a big deal for us. You know why?
Do it.
Because we have just announced our summer tour dates. Like I would say tour dates as if we're like a rock
tour
band.
Dates.
Yeah. Summer tour dates. So here, in case you didn't see it, it's all on our social media. Be sure you're following us. That way you never miss these sort of things. You can just go to watchcrappens.com to get those links. Here are the dates. June 21st, Phoenix. June 23rd, back to San Francisco. July 13th, St. Louis. July 14th, Kansas City. July 20th, Philadelphia. August 23rd, West Palm Beach. No confirmation on whether or not we will have gotten the yacht, but who knows. And August 25th, Atlanta, Phoenix, San Francisco, St. Louis, Kansas City, Philadelphia, West Palm Beach, Atlanta. If you are in those areas, if you're near those areas, go get your tickets because they go on sale on Friday, which is February 2nd. However, for some of the dates, they do have pre-sale things available. We will have all that information, all the ticketing links are going to be on watchwhatcrappens.com. When we learn about pre-sale stuff, we will announce it. We'll let you guys know. And the best way to keep up to date with that, as we mentioned before, follow us on Twitter at whatcrappens. On Instagram is at watchwhatcrappens. And we have a Facebook group called Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It. Just search that in on your Facebook search bar. And we use that group for all sorts of live coordination about pre-sale things, when things go on sale for real, people can meet up before shows, etc. So That's all the information, and please take it in and use it.
Go buy your tickets this Friday. Hurry up, because some of those shows sell out in 2 hours. We don't know where they're going to sell out and where they're not. Go get tickets, you little gumshoes.
Yeah, and for some of those places, if they sell out like that, we might have the ability to add a second show. So just, you know, just be on your computers Friday morning. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, guys,
just be there.
Get on your computers. So now and, we are.
And by the way, don't forget about Houston and Detroit, which are already on sale. And so y'all should go to that. Those are two March shows. They will be great.
Yes. I like that you put in there a y'all for Texas.
Y'all. Well, because Houston, we're going to be recapping the dinner party from hell at Camille Grammer's house, which to me, that's like an insta-buy right there.
That's amazing. We're also going to have a Tonta doll that we're going to raffle off that my mother is making us. My whole family is going to be there. It's going to be an amazing day.
Yeah, and in Detroit, M&M's going to be our guests.
Peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's. For real. That's not a joke. I am bringing peanut M&M's to the show.
We might have the infamous Mike and Ike show up. You never know. People sometimes bring those guys along. They'll just show up out of nowhere.
Reese is going to be there. Reese Witherspoon. No. Reese's Pieces, guys. See what I was doing with the joke there?
Hey,
I was
all going, we need is Reese's Piece. Like, oh, come on. That's not.
We are going to have three Musketeers there. They're going to be putting on a show.
Yes. I like that actually all of the candy bar names could be a guest at our show. You never really know.
I really do like that. I like that.
Will milk be a dud or won't it? You'll have to show up and see.
We're bringing our favorite drag queen, Almond Joy.
I was actually watching a little dinner party from hell this week. I don't even know why. I was like, which one do I need to download? Blah, blah. And I started just watching it and cracking up. I forgot how funny that episode was.
It is so, so good. That episode brings a smile to my face. I'm sure just like the smile that Stephanie Martinson is having today because it's her 40th birthday. Stephanie from West Chester, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Well, happy birthday, Chica.
Happy birthday. We gave you a birthday shout out on the bonus episode too by accident. But
yeah,
there,
happy
more,
40th,
birthday wishes
sucka.
The better. Yeah, have fun. Have
sucka.
Fun.
Suckers, truckers.
Go enjoy some M&M's yourself today, huh?
Yes, please, with some candles. All right, let's get into the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Why is that funny to me? M&M's with candles.
I don't know, because it's Monday, and I have a feeling that we're already going to be loopy, okay? We did the bonus episode, and that was insane, and now here we are to do the Real Housewives of Atlanta with the new character, the mayor's wife. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, a new face that's not really so new to reality TV watchers, but a gorgeous one nonetheless.
Why? Who is
so
she?
So this week on
who
Real
is
House
she?
We'll get to that when she shows up.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Well, I'm going
to
do it
chase.
In order. I'm going to do it in order. No, you have to be in suspense. You must be in suspense.
I'm going to be the cover girl in Essence. Magazine.
See? Now, Essence. The show opens up with Portia. She's got some Whole Foods groceries. And
Chef Gully is here to make some vegan food for me.
Why is she talking like that?
Well, that's because I have a very strange Portia accent that, alternates between.
I thought it was Gully. You know what I have written down? Kenya. And I was like, why is Kenya talking like that?
Oh.
Wouldn't Kenya be amazing if she just turned into Portia?
Chef Gully. Yeah, that would be funny.
Twirl!
So, yeah, she's the recapper over at Trash Talk TV, L Boogie, who does Atlanta. Just keeps calling Nene a 10-year-old peach, which cracks me up. Because in Nene's opening, she's like, 10 years, I'm still in the peach game, or whatever. It's like, delicious.
Yeah.
Rotten 10-year-old peach. It makes me laugh every time that she came up with that.
Well, I don't know if she's a peach, but she certainly is the pits. Dun-dun-dun. Shh. I didn't drop the mic, but I dropped my my DirecTV pen that I got somewhere
along. Chef Gully's like, I can't leaf blow and make food at the same time, so what do you want me to do? Which do you want me to do?
Chef Gully is there to show off her branding, which is a t-shirt or an apron that says chef and then _ Gully. Because it's like modern, you know? It's like, hey, this is my Instagram handle, but also my apron.
and also my time card, because this is the only way I'm getting paid. Portia's like, you want to come over and make food for free? You can wear an apron.
He's like, oh,
Portia
great.
Thought, she, let's be honest, Portia thought she was ordering Fern Gully on demand and got Chef Gully instead.
I wanted to watch Fern Gully. Okay, I guess I'll have vegan food. So you didn't bring a fern? You sure? Doesn't that come with it? Tell her they can wear its apron.
So she's like, is this shit going to be good? And she's like, creamy. And she goes, ah! Poor Portia. She's been doing this 2 months.
I've been a baby vegan for 2 months. And with Chef Gully, it's easy. And free.
It's always easy when there's a chef cooking the food for you. Yes.
Watching Portia cut an onion. My God. Like, she's doing the prep is hard. I'm like, well, have you ever heard of the Food Network? It's like the most basic thing is chopping an onion.
Yeah, even those idiots can do that. Even though you have Joy on Food Network Star being like, what's kimchi? She can still cut an onion, okay? Learn some basics.
Kimchi!
Oh, kimchi!
That's the one thing Portia does know for some reason.
I just imagine Anne Burrell sitting at home on her only hour off for the entire week watching the show and being like, am I just wasting my life? Like, why do I even bother?
I wish Anne Burrell were on there, because then Anne Burrell would be bossing around Portia with her summer camp counselor voice, you know? Okay, guys, now we are going to cut the onion. Big cut, little cut. What do I always say? Cross and divide or whatever. You know, she always has those.
I love
like,
you, onions. Those little onions. You're such cute little onions.
Or she'd be like, this girl's weird.
So friend's Kim's coming over. Yeah, Kim comes over. And I was like, cutting an onion. What hurts more? Kim coming over.
Yeah, she looks crazy. She's wearing this like high-waisted pants that are just like, they're just like hugging her thighs, and then like this crazy top. I don't know what the deal is with these sleeves. I see them around a lot, but where it's like a normal tight sleeve, and then all of a sudden it turns into a giant triangle at the end. You know, for some reason it reminded me of Ursula. I don't know why. I don't know if that's it doesn't make sense.
Those
Ursula
huge
basically
hanging
has
triangle sleeves are like back.
Yeah, because the funny thing is that Ursula doesn't even have sleeves, right? She's
I don't think they were ever in, so we're both making odd comparisons.
It's very Demigorgon Stranger Things, you know? It's like, it just seems dangerous and pointy and excessive. And it's like,
basically, like him.
Yeah, giant triangles and a fupa coming at me real hard.
Coincidentally, that's exactly what her face looks like.
Giant triangles and a fupa.
So she's like, oh my God, you want to cook? I'm cutting a fern. She's like, that's an onion.
Shut up, Chef Gully.
Oh, you're watching Fern Gully around here?
I was trying to.
That's the third time I fucked my husband watching Fern Gully. I'd fuck Fern Gully. Hey, where's Fern Gully? I'll fuck that motherfucker. Like, Jesus, classy Kim.
I tried to be vegan, but watching Fern Gully was too much of a priority for me. I was like, but that doesn't even make sense.
Also, she says she's vegetarian. She goes, aren't you vegan? Oh, no, you're vegetarian. She goes, my whole life. I'm like, really? Because you always have a Chick-fil-A cup, always. And I know that you could probably get a non-meat option there, I would assume, but I know she doesn't.
Yeah.
She's probably like, I don't eat deer.
She probably thinks being vegetarian means that you were, like, very much in favor of vegetables. Like, yeah, I believe in vegetable rights, yeah.
She probably thinks she's, like, fixing animals. She's an animal doctor. I've been a vegetarian my whole life. I've saved a horse. So, also, Kim Selsiak is always walking in every place now with a red Solo cup. She's like, it's my thing. I'll bring my own drink to your house. I'm like, why is that your thing?
Shut up, Toby Keith.
Yeah, go back to sucking random dicks for money as your thing. That was more fun. The red Solo cups is a little tired.
It is a little tired, and it's a little sad. I liked it more when she just had a brazen glass of wine in her car. I mean, she was literally like in her car drinking Pinot Grigio or Chardonnay. I'm sorry, she was a Chardonnay drinker in her car.
It's even grosser knowing that she probably has some kind of deal with Silo to just show her cups all the time.
I think even Silo has better standards than that.
I don't know.
Even Silo.
It's a big gaping open hole that you put things in. I mean, what better advertising?
They're like, we're trying to really move away from fraternity brothers. Let's go to something a little bit more upmarket. How about Kim Selsiak? She's got a fupa and triangles. So So Portia is going to be she's going to be cooking a meal for everyone. She was going to invite everyone over for a meal, but she's not going to tell anyone it's vegan. So that's something we have to look forward to. That's fun. That's fun.
And Kim's like, I can't jump in. I mean, I don't cook. No, it's not my outfit. I don't care about my outfit. I only wear it once and throw it away. I'm like, I know you think you sound great, but you really sound like an asshole. You probably
You really do, especially because we all know you have no money. Like, we know you're just so much in debt, and you're trying to give us some sort of ab fab thing going on here, and it's not working. It's you're just an asshole.
She's just an asshole. Yeah, she's
you're just an asshole.
I watched her show to do Kate Casey's show, her spinoff show, and I thought it was cute and fun. And I was like, she's so fun, and her family seems so sweet. And then she comes on this show, and I'm like, get rid of her.
Well, yeah, because she's a little, she thinks she's like hot shit. She thinks she's something more than she is, and she's just Kim Zolciak.
Yeah, so they start talking about Triangle Kenya Sleeves. And how she's being, Portia's catching her up with the trip, and she's like,
Kenya treated Cynthia so bad. She dismissed her and then let her off for Christmas early, and then she got bad grades because she was tricked into leaving school, and so her report card was bad.
She's like, get to the point.
Dismissed.
And then they had to, like, Cynthia had to go through, like, the forest and, like, cross river and then, like, was talking to the cats and then, like, trying to get back to the owners.
I'm like, you're just talking about Homeward Bound now.
Well, sorry. She had to, like, go outside and then jump on a mushroom and save a princess and almost got killed by a dinosaur in a fire pit.
She's like, are you playing Mario? Okay.
I'm pretty sure Cynthia. Oh, they said Kenya's in another castle. Is that right?
She just kept going from castle to castle, and they said, try another castle. It's going to take forever.
I loved her impression of Cynthia just running up to the window like, are you okay? To Cynthia. She's like, she's so ridiculous, Portia. And so then we get to see Kenya close the window in Cynthia's face again, which is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great moment.
I like that. So then, even though they're being nasty, they were being pretty funny because Kim's like, well, the problem is she hasn't fucked in a while. That's the problem. She has too much of a fake marriage. She hasn't really fucked in a while. And Portia's like,
oh, she got fucked in the back of a pickup truck with Matt at McDonald's.
She goes, is that true? That's like the only thing that I've ever heard about that bitch and makes me like her.
And then they try the food and Portia's like, ooh,
everything melts into itself.
You're drinking water.
Yeah.
Like an orgasm.
I'm like, what? Who have you been fucking that everything's melting into each other? That's so
You're just eating winter squash. Just calm down.
Every man who leaves is like, I've lost my penis. I'm not coming back.
It melted.
So she goes, is this the... Oh, the chef's like, here's, you know, tomatoes on toast. It's like, don't hurt their feelings by saying bruschetta, because you know Portia will ask you 30 questions.
Is that Spanish?
Bruschetta?
Did you just say shut?
Who'd bruschetta down? Get his bruschetta?
She's like, you can have the soup thick or thin. It's like, thank you for the options. Odd options on this Chef Goalie. And she's like, okay, I'm doing all I'm doing for free. Figure the rest out yourself. Bye.
I also think it's a little weird. This is me just nitpicking. It's weird to have a hearty butternut squash soup. Obviously, it totally works. But isn't it? I feel like it's primarily a puree soup.
Is it obvious, Ben? Is
Did you mean to have such a chunky butternut squash soup? I mean, Gail ate the whole thing, but I couldn't stomach it.
That motherfucking soup would be happier if it didn't have to lie about getting laid. So Candy is with her kid at, I guess, the studio, because she's planning her...
Well, it's a
magazine party.
It's a venue. It's some sort of venue, like a hotel or something. Someplace called, like Rev or something, or
Ace is
Revel.
There running around, and Don Juan's like, hey, buddy, no leg hug this time? I'm like, ew, stay away from Don Juan, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, they're planning the big party because they're going to throw themselves... Well, Kane's going to throw herself a party for the Essence magazine cover. Sort of weird. You would think that Essence magazine would throw the party, but that's fine. So Candy's doing it.
Yeah, Candy's very comfortable just celebrating herself multiple times in a night, which I respect because it's never come off as too gross to me.
Right.
But yeah, she doesn't even care. It's like, do you want to celebrate anything else? She's like, Broadway. Also, I was in Escape. Also, I have a spinoff show. Also,
see?
It's like, geez.
See now, Riley, I just got my 10th punch out on my subway card, and I'm really excited to get a Mediterranean sub.
I went on Starbucks. Extra star day.
See now, Riley, I just did Starbucks Star Dash, and I got a free latte.
Starbucks Star Dash. So, also, I wrote, congratulations, your son is finally old enough to know Don Juan is a bitch. Because he's like, yeah. I'm not coming near you. So,
Don Juan basically is announced that he's like, he invited everyone but Portia. And Candy's like, come on, you should invite Portia. And he's like, you know, he gives his angry, you know, cat face, you know, yes. cartoon cat face. And, but then he has this, then he's so forced because they're talking about Portia's, event in Houston, and he's like, well, I think you better look into those motives, because I think she's got a lot of Olivia Nope, because she can't afford Olivia Pope for that PR whatever. I'm like, oh, Don Juan.
Even Olivia Nope is pretty banging. I mean,
Olivia Nope's doing a good job.
Yeah. Olivia Nope, I feel like, is a compliment, because Olivia yeah. Pope is kind of an asshole. It's like, she could be great, but she just does the dumbest things.
I actually have only seen that show once, and I was really bothered by the strange transitions. Everything was like moving fast, and then everything would push slide to the left and then push slide to the right. And I was like, what's happening here? There's
so
a man
like
in
old
a plane.
James Brown songs. They're like, yeah. get it? Like, yes. We get. It's always like old funk. And then there's a monologue. My favorite is the monologues by, I think his name is Saul on the show, the old gay guy who's like chief of staff. He's like, here is work, where we come every day to work, no, to change America. And then they go on like 5 minutes and they throw themselves on the ground and they sob. And I'm like, I don't know what is going on in Shondaland, but her obsession with monologues is giving me life every time I watch that show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I stopped because really, shut up. Okay.
I watched one episode. I was like, I think this is a show you have to watch from the beginning. And right now I'm in the middle, and
it goes too
I'm
crazy.
Not feeling it.
It goes
it's
so
crazy.
It's so crazy. Anyway, Ace is running around the room, and I wrote, baby is the only one in that family that runs. LOL. Okay, so that's it for that one, right?
Yeah, so then we go to Cynthia, who is back in her comfort zone, hanging out on the kitchen island, rolling some sushi, making some sushi with her assistant, Anne Juanette, because she's going to have a lunch date with Will. He has not been to Lake Bailey yet, so this is a big moment, rolling sushi on the kitchen island with Will.
Are there leaves out there, Cha? I was trying to look. I was going into my phone to pull up the ring, because it makes me crazy that this is her ring. But I never remember it once we're doing the show.
Do it.
I'm trying. Well, hold on. Let me go to Sans.
Okay.
Anybody who needs to learn how to do this on their iPhone, go to Settings, and then go to Sounds and Haptics. I think.
Is this the ringtone?
Ringtone.
That's the sound of my leaf blower. The worst. I hate that.
Leaf blower, child. Leaf blower.
Kitchen island.
It makes me crazy. I'm like, come on.
I hate that ringtone.
You're rich. Because
it's like the generic ringtone that comes with the phone. It's like, you're too lazy to change it, to put on something more interesting. And Apple, like, you can do better too, Apple. What are you playing now?
That's a pretty one.
It's like a Glockenspiel.
Ding, 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 ding. Ben.
You want to hear my?
Ding, 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 ding. Ben.
Yeah. I feel like, ooh, mine says sounds and haptics. What's a haptic?
That's the buzz. The buzz response. The vibrate when you type.
Oh.
So if you're typing and the keyboard's like, bzz, bzz, bzz,
see, this is my ringtone. This is mine. See, it's from 24. Oh, it doesn't stop. Okay, stop. All right.
Shut up.
I have
24.
I have a bunch of really fun ones. You know, I made a ringtone of the House Hunters theme song.
Oh,
like this.
Really?
That would have been a good
Love
one
that
for
song.
Cynthia. Yeah.
And also, we have ringtones, and they're going up at the end of the week. So get over there and get them on Patreon.
Shit, I got a lot of random-ass theme songs in here. I've got one that's like from MacGyver. Wow. Life is great, isn't it?
I have a bunch of housewives going, hello, David, David, hello, David, David, David. Or you as Ramona, David. Like, okay, okay, okay. Okay.
So many different ways to have personality. Cynthia has chosen none of them.
Speaking of endless obnoxious loops, let's go back to Cynthia.
Yeah.
So she's she has a personal assistant over cooking for her as well. And her name is Anjunette.
Anjunette.
Anjunette. And I just wrote, Rondel is the most boring name ever. Like, I really want a better name.
Ronjunette. Rondel Wanette.
I feel like my name is almost as boring as Cynthia's cell phone ring. I need, like, this show really makes me want to up my name game.
No, because your name, most people would think your name would be Ronald, but your name is Rondel. You actually are already there. Yeah. I'm just Ben, short for Benjamin. Benvolio. I'm not even that. I'm not even Shakespearean. No.
Benjamin,
that's a nickname of mine.
Yeah, so they're overcooking, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to be an amazing meal. And she's like, rice is cooling. I was like, that is so Cynthia. It's boiling rice over there. But
Well, I mean, she did spend many years with Uncle Ben, so.
I know, let it go, Cynthia, geez. She's like, I'm moving on, child. What can I make with this rice with Peter's face on it?
Move on to a different grain. Can we move on to corn, maybe? We need another staple for Cynthia. Child, I'm getting involved in barley.
You know what I've been thinking? Making a will. It's like, okay, you're a little too literal with whatever man's in your life. Okay, Cynthia?
So Will comes over, and she's like, Child, let's make some sushi. And she basically takes the sushi, and she rolls it up, and it makes a big flat mess of fish. And she's like, Child, don't worry. I got some supermarket sushi just in case. It's from ShopRite. All right, Child, let's go enjoy this. 3-day-old sushi.
Will arrives in yellow shoes and my red old navy pants, which, you know, I'm not going to judge him because I love them and I'll probably wear them again for the next live show. But I don't know. I mean, you're trying to convince us that you're fantastic, okay? I would go above and beyond old navy for your date with Cynthia. Yeah. Like, if you want a job on a show as a rich person, act the part, dude.
Yeah, at least upgrade to Gap.
Yeah, and it's 4 months. She says they've been seeing each other 4 months, and she's like, you know, I was thinking it might, you know, I'm not sure if this is too soon to be bringing him to Lake Bailey. Like, 4 months?
4 months?
Too soon? Yeah. Girl.
Yeah, you need to relax there. I mean, and also don't act like Lake Bailey is like freaking like you're taking him to Camp David or something. Okay, it's a house next to a pond, all right? Just relax, okay? It's lunch. You bring him over for lunchtime and make your own sushi. Like, don't act like this is a more exciting thing than it already is, okay?
He's like, I come bearing gifts. I'm like, what are you, a wise man? Like, what is this, the Bible? He's like, I brought you some frankincense and myrrh, baby.
I will not ding him for that, because I feel like I often say that when I arrive someplace, like, I come bearing gifts. So
it's just with you it would sound right. With him, everything Will says sounds like a lie. It sounds fake. It sounds phony. Yeah. I don't believe his glasses are real. Like, I don't believe one thing about this guy.
For instance, and when frankly, he says I don't have a boo, it's like lies.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Maybe he means, like, in a fight later he could be like, I never boo people, that's rude. And you're like, wait a second, you purposely misled me, sir.
He's like, all my fingers feel fine, I don't have a boo-boo, just like I said before. And, you know, I was being totally consistent. I don't have a copy of Super Mario Brothers, and therefore I by extension do not have a boo to torment me when I look the other way. Boo is the ghost.
I was doing the Pillsbury Doughboy.
You were just
the ghost from Mario. Reminded me of the Pillsbury Doughboy. You see how we go?
It's all like being laid out on the table now. We're getting right to the truth. It's okay, here's another thing.
Loop of blah that makes no sense or connects to each other.
Yoshi is gay. Like, I'm saying it. Okay.
Putting Yoshi it all on has table. Like 20 characters now. He's different. 20 different gay colors. I'm like, he's every color of a Skittles bag now on the Mario Kart. I'm like, he was gay enough, but I appreciate you giving him more. But how am I going to choose between
community.
These gay Yoshis, you know?
Yeah. Because, you know, Yoshi has all those characters. But you know who also has a lot of colors? Shy Guy. So what's going on with Shy Guy? I feel like Shy Guy is
he looks
like
the Scream. He looks like the mask from Scream. I don't like it.
Yeah, I feel like he's Polly.
He is very good at Mario Kart, though. He's very fast, if anybody needs to know.
I have I have recently been playing with Roy. I like that there's an option named Roy. I've been finding that Roy has been pretty good. I like Roy.
He's Roy like, Bowser. Hey, baby, I come bearing gifts. Can I be on TV? Like, Roy, stop flirting. Okay, let's just win Roy, this game, okay, shall we?
It's like, I've been playing Mario Kart for 4 months, and I've decided I'm finally allow Roy Bowser to come to Lake Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to announce what I'm going to say. I'm just kidding.
What are you going to say?
I'm trying to find it in my notes. I hate that Will's such a player, but I love that he's such a bad actor and everybody knows he's a player. And I also love that Cynthia's the player, too. She's like,
yeah.
Well, what am I going to do this season? Wait for Peter to fuck some other teenager in a goddamn restaurant in Charlotte? No. No, child. I'm independent. Hire somebody. Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, Will is... He is so smooth, as we've all noticed, that it's infuriating. And basically, you know, they're kind of like dancing around the issue of exclusivity at their lunch. And Cynthia's like, well, I have to admit, I'm on a dating site. He's like, well, I don't like that. Which is, here's my thing. Will knows that Cynthia doesn't want to be serious, right? She wants to date. And he knows that, so he knows he can say something like, well, I don't like that. And it makes him look like this great guy who just wants commitment in life, you know? Because Cynthia's like, I just want to date. And he's like, well, I'm going to let you date because the last thing I want is to get hurt again. Like, shut the fuck up, Will. You're
no
just
kidding.
He's so hot.
And he's obviously so fucking so many women in this town. You can just tell it how he acts. He's like, get it out of your system. Because once you're with me, we're going to be sharing STDs for the rest of our lives. Like, oh, so romantic, Will.
And then he feeds her sushi and he's like, you like that? She's like, not really. And then he kisses her. He's like, what about this? And she's like, oh, cool. And it's that move. Not only is the move gross, I'm also wondering, what's wrong with your sushi?
Will tastes like sushi, that's not a good sign for your relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's... He's like, now that is some fresh fish, child.
Yeah. I think it's probably not, you know, you don't want to have a wasabi burp flavor. So now we go over to a coffee shop where Nini is walking in with a big giant hat. And the music is like, da, 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 da. It's like there's some sort of like fancy but mysterious music playing.
Yeah, it's like detective, because Nini's wearing this hat and it's like a mysterious woman. Nini's a white hat, which of course she's not. She's a black hat, but whatever, yeah. Westworld, try and trick me again. So she walks in her white hat, and then it's this mystery lady who's like putting down a phone, and she's like, what have we here, lady? What have blown up in Atlanta? And I'm like, oh, my God. When Nini comes in screaming and smiling like this, you know she's going to ruin your life soon. So just be careful what you say.
Oh, yes, because the woman in question here is Eva Pigford, also known as Eva Marcel. But those of us who remember America's Next Top Model season 3 know her best as Eva Pigford. She won that season. And she is arguably the most successful ANTM person, although there have actually been some successes through there. But I got excited seeing Eva back in reality TV, although she's done some stuff. But this is high profile reality TV. I got excited.
Stunningly beautiful. I don't know her from that, but God, she's so pretty. And I love that she's ridiculous So basically she's like, hey, you look cute. You look cute. Takes cute to know cute. I'm like, okay, you two are ridiculous. I can't wait till you hate each other. Please stop talking about being the mayor's wife, because that shit's amazing.
It will not be long before they hate each other, because this is clearly not a friendship that was founded on anything terribly secure, because Nini's like, yeah, we met each other through our glam teams. You know that's bad. That's bad when the glam teams broker a friendship. That's
It's like they share a priv person for free.
Yeah. You
know, it's like, girl, don't meet someone in the Costco sample line. That is not where to get your best friend.
Exactly. So Nini invites Eva to go to the Candy Burst Essence party, and Eva starts talking about how she's you know, like you mentioned, her boyfriend is Michael Sterling, who's running for the mayor of Atlanta, which I'm like, I don't know how you can run for the mayor of Atlanta and then also have a girlfriend who is semi on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I just don't see how that works
only
out.
Only in Atlanta. Your political
career. Because
it's like a reality, you know, stronghold. So you're like, why not? You know, I need the votes.
Yeah.
And Nene is like looking at the names on her Facebook. She's like, Marley, what's your other kid's name? Blah, blah. She's like, well, those look like good kids. I'll bet they don't take cockroaches places and trying to ruin reputations.
Yeah. So, and Eva says something about how she makes her own medicine. She's like, what makes her unique is that she makes her own medicine. Like, girl, you got a headache. I'm going to go, like, tell you, get some garlic. I grow garlic in the backyard for my headaches. I was like, wait, I think that's for vampires, not headaches.
I think that's to get the old rich man off of you.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Well, she's a little kookier than I remember, but it's nice to see Eva back.
Yes. She looks like she's going to be good on this one. So Kenya is at Premier Fitness and with some new friend because no one else will talk to her.
It's her cousin. It was her cousin. Remember her cousin?
Oh, my God. Look at the smell in here. It smells so good. The smell of fitness. I'm like, that is BO and feet. Shut up, Kenya.
I need to get a birthday present for my husband.
He likes weights. I like everything in this section. Okay, could you be more specific or you're going to be here all day?
Ever since I got married, I just don't have time for the petty and the BS. No, like, you better make some time for it because that's what you're here for.
But did you notice that she goes, I'd rather be doing something that's going to advance my relationship with my quote-unquote husband. I'm like, even this girl air quotes husband. Like, how are we supposed to believe you when even you were air quoting the word husband?
I definitely missed that.
It was so good. So she's basically looking out for workout equipment for herself.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Exactly, because she wants to buy this as a birthday gift and put it in her house, hoping that he'll stay there later. And she's like, Mark is a native New Yorker. There's no better city in the world for him. So, of course, he doesn't want to move. I'm like, listen, you are a celebrity tied to this city. He better move, okay? I'm sorry. If the rumors are true and you've just been fired, then fuck him because you've now given up everything for this dude who doesn't want to leave New York City, and that's not right.
And I wish I could feel for her and be sad, but I mean, she's hateful, so I don't. Because her friend says, so that's nice equipment. Are you just getting that so he'll come here? And she's like, yeah, because maybe he'll stay for the weights. Oh, it's like the saddest shit I've ever heard. Like, you know, they have a 24-hour fitness in New York, right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
It's not covered in your dog's shit.
Or like the residue sweat of Matt. So Kenya's like, you know, being a wife is completely different than being a girlfriend. It's like, okay, Kenya, you're not the first wife in America. Okay, people have been down this path before. Okay, you're not breaking any new ground with these observations.
Poor Kenya.
She's like, you have to think about all sorts of different things, you know, like, do we have washing powder for the clothes that need to be cleaned? I'm like, washing powder?
That's how much Kenya knows about anything.
Anything. Yeah. This is why her hair care had water inside the bottles, because she doesn't actually know how things get done.
She don't even know how to say soap. Stupid. And she's like, is there washing powder? I have to take care of the dogs. I'm like, you remember that you had those dogs when you met your husband, right?
Like, I have.
If we're going to pretend they're brand new, then why don't you start potty training them like puppies, okay?
I have to clean the feet surfaces. You mean the floors? They're called floors.
That thing where the pokey thing and the cutty thing go on a flat thing. Set a table. Yeah.
Really, I have to turn. I have to turn on the empty air machine to make the dust go into it. You mean the vacuum?
I married an alpha male. I've changed. We bought a car. He wanted a stick and I didn't. He won. So now you call Uber. Wow, you're really winning at life, Kenya.
Yeah, congratulations on destroying his clutch.
Yeah, so
I asked for a clutch and he got me a stick shift. I still don't get it.
What a guy. He gets a car that you can't drive. What a sweetheart. I'm assuming you paid 75% of that.
Yeah, he's an ass. I don't like him anymore.
I don't like him. Nobody who marries a mess like Kenya and then pulls shit like this, like guilting her about her job or not moving or whatever, I feel like if you marry Kenya, you're automatically emotionally abusive because Kenya is a needy, needy, crazy person when it comes to men. You know,
my fingers are crossed that she's playing the long game here, which is that then the divorce happens sometime soon, and then next season, he should maybe doing like the Countess Luann path, right? And then next season is like, I'm divorced, you know.
But well, Kenya, she's Kenya, so she seems to be laying the groundwork for, oh, he hurt me. He just wouldn't let me be me. He wanted me to quit my job. She's like setting him up to be like the bad guy in a Lifetime movie. And it's working for me. I'm believing it. So,
yeah, I mean, I'll be there for, if she divorces him, I'll be very happy, you know. But I mean, there are rumors that are circulating, new rumors circulating that she's been fired because basically he won't film and she has no storyline left, which I think is sad. Sometimes I feel like I get why certain people should be fired because they have no storyline, like a Megan King Edmonds. But I kind of feel like there's certain people who are legacy who it's like their personalities are so good. Just plug them into someone else's storyline. I'm okay with that.
I don't think it's even the storyline thing, because when has Kenya really had a storyline? I mean,
yeah, I think
they're
it's
all
more
made
about
up it. And ridiculous. I think it's just that she's such a diva. And is refusing to film, and it's being a nightmare. Yeah, that can only take so much. Like, if you're not even going to film, then just get out. Like, they can take you being a diva and filming, but she's very highly paid. She's one of the highest paid reality people out there. So it's like, if you're not even going to shoot, leave.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's probably more of it. It's like refusing to shoot, probably not being difficult to get on camera to do scenes with other people. That's when it becomes an issue. You know?
Yeah, and so she tells her friend, she's like, I really like this. I'm going to buy it. Should I use his credit card? Just kidding. Like, you shouldn't be just kidding. You should have a joint account. You're making me so fucking sad right now, okay? With your undrivable clutch and your weight machine that you're going to be paying for monthly because your husband will never use it.
Yeah, exactly. You should Nordic track out of that marriage.
Yes, ma'am. Spin out! Spin out, Louise.
So now it's the day of the Essence party time, right?
Now you want to talk about saving some money. Fucking Candy is literally spray painting a cake.
See? No. Bakery.
I think she's just like, make it look like cake. There's a lot of cakes. Just half one real cake and the rest are props.
Well, Candy Burris is doing well for herself because she got that credit on that stupid Ed Sheeran song because he basically copied No Scrubs, classic Ed Sheeran, you know, boring and derivative. So so she's probably rolling in a whole new revenue stream now that she got some money off of that.
God, she's got so many revenue streams. Jesus. That is one girl I'm never going to worry about. She's got the best assistant in the world, Todd. So Don Juan's
is
like,
is he the best,
this,
though?
Get
is
that,
he?
Get that. Yeah. Do this. Get that.
I'm like, oh my God, you're so hardworking.
So people start showing up at the party. We have, you know, Portia and Shamia arrive, and Portia immediately just like sits down because no one talks to her, and Don Juan's being cold to her. Don Juan's like, Shamia, I know you're not trying to give me a cold shot. They're all laughing, and Portia's like, just standing there.
Shamia passes him, not seeing him, and he's like, you so phony. And she goes, now, why would I do that? It's just that I saw Carmen with short hair over there, and I thought, oh, my God, it's Carmen with short hair. Do you not remember the last scene that was about you when Carmen was there with short hair? Because I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on. Bitchy. But I don't blame her. That's good. That's a good friend to ignore Don Juan for your friend.
Did you see that Toya showed up, man? Daddy, Dr. Heavenly.
Yeah, to me, Heavenly was the biggest star. She's like,
it's always funny because Married to Medicine women are always showing up randomly in the corners of the Real Housewives of Atlanta stuff. But the Real Housewives of Atlanta housewives, they never go to the Married to Medicine stuff.
Hell no.
Ever.
Well, they've got enough of their own foreclosure problems without going to hang out at Toya's.
Yeah. They're like, I'm not going to hang out with a candy bowl. Eugene's candy bowl.
I'm married to medicine. They're like, we're having a potluck. You know, they're all like, I'm not cooking shit to take over there. It's an hour away.
Like, child, pups in Paris? I don't know. I don't think so. So, you know what made me sad? This made me so sad. I don't know if you know. This is a very, I feel like this is a very me thing to notice. When Candy showed up, we saw the red carpet line, you know, like the step and repeat, et cetera, and Candy's taking photos. And it was either a publicist or someone who works with Candy. but I recognized her immediately. It was Daisy's assistant from Blood, Sweat, and Heels, and I got so sad. Do you remember? Remember when Daisy told her her staff she was the bigger girl, and she started to cry because she was so worried about Daisy. And then I started thinking about Daisy, and made me so. I think about Daisy a lot. I don't know about you, but I think every now and then I'm like, can you believe it? Like, sweet Daisy, poor sweet Daisy.
I love Daisy.
No, I know. And if you never saw Blood, Sweat, and Heels, it's really worth watching. I think you should go back into the Bravo archives and watch it because it was just a good show.
Well, I appreciate you bringing up cancer. That's yeah. fine.
It's The Real Housewives, so why not bring down the episode by reminding people that a beloved Bravo person died once.
So Shamia is telling Portia, come on, why are you just sitting here on your phone? You need to be a part of this. Look, I flew to Houston when everybody hated me and handed shit out to poor people.
Yeah,
make an effort, you know. And Portia's like, okay. So yeah. Kenya's late, of course, like way later than everyone else. And go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Candy is still, even though Portia's trying to like get up in the mix, Candy is just so cold. She's just giving her the, you know, once you have made Candy's shit list, she's just not gonna let anyone back in, and she is definitely giving the cold shoulder to Portia. And she said Candy's spending more time talking to her mom. She's like, she goes up to her mom and she's like, what's up with you? Riley's grandmother.
And Portia's like, this girl is still upset. I'll just keep hugging and speaking, and maybe one day she'll hug back. Like, no, she's not. That will never happen. Okay.
You gotta hand it to Portia, because she's probably the first person in Bravo history who is has not started a new feud because she's not getting the response that she wants. Like, she's actually letting Candy like go through it, as opposed to like Vicky Gunvalson, who's like, well, I said I was sorry, and now, you know, she's not accepting my apology, so I have a problem with that. So,
and I'm
now
sorry,
I'm
that the whole town thinks your husband's gay, you know, how's that my fault, you know?
Yeah.
And Kenya's like, I got you flowers, and Candy's like, from George Glass. It's like, oh, I forgot to take that card off, sorry.
Kenya's like, it's challenging not having my husband with me in the same city. Husband.
Especially after Houston.
Remember when tore down those two walls? Oh my God, Kenya.
I was thinking of buying you one of those special pillows you put on your bed that has like little arms that come out. They're called husbands.
Hugsbins. It's like, it's hugging the guy with little tiny arms. So Car, Ava, and Nene. Nene's like, where are you at? Where's your man at, honey? And she's like, he's busy. There's an event. He's there. He's been campaigning, holding babies, shaking babies, hitting hands. You know how it goes. Mayor, 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 mayor. I'm the first lady of Mayor Town.
Each mayoral candidate has something that the other one needs. That was a little Antium reference, Ronnie. I think you...
Oh, sorry. I don't watch that. I couldn't.
Yeah, I was like, I realized I'm making references that aren't really.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't with that show. Like America's Next Top Model. I was like, go to school. How about that? How about read a book? Okay. Couldn't. So let's see here. Ava gives some good shade in here because she's like, oh, I'm so happy for Candy. One of my first covers was Essence.
Yes. I was like, ooh, Ava. She's like, yeah, one of my first was Essence. And Nene's like, yeah, I did Ebony. And I was like, no, we're talking about Essence here, Nene. You can't. Ava did it. She did it. She shaded it first. You can't pile onto this one. So Ava. No, Eva. It's Eva Pigford, not Eva Pigford.
Well, of course, Eva, they bring up immediately Will, because Nene, it's like, deflect, 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 deflection. And Ava knows him. And it's because, you know, work as mayor. So we were trying to get the votes of all those cigar smokers at cigar bars.
Yeah.
And, you know, shaking babies and hitting hands and stuff. And I saw Will, and he introduced me to his girlfriend.
And then
dun, dun, dun.
And the question is, when did this happen? You know, and apparently it happened, like, you know, a few months ago. And then we have a flashback, or it's not a flashback. I think it's Will. Will is with Cynthia, and he's inside the party, and he just says that he's been single for 2.5 years. So already it's like,
dun, dun, dun. He's a lie.
He's a lie. Full lie.
This guy's a lie. So, Nene, okay, so that's enough of them. We'll see. Okay, and then Cynthia goes, oh, you're still here? How long have you been single, child? And he's like, 2.5 years. And they cut to that 20 times in this episode. Yes. They keep copying and pasting it in. 2.5 years. 2.5 years. 2.5 years. I was so trying to tell you about that show, 2.5 Men. Now that's comedy. It's like, oh, I trust Will Child.
Yeah. He's got a good sense of humor. You know, 2.5 Men, I'm going to check it out, child. So Sheree and Kim arrive with Marla, and Marla arrives too. And Kim immediately starts babbling about Candy's vibrators. Kim's basically like, oh, so I got it. So Candy, it's really funny because like you guys have like these vibrators, and my friend doesn't have vibrators, and she really likes vibrators, but she never tried one before. So I'm like, how do you like vibrators? So I'm like, you got to get some vibrators. So I'm like, I'm going to have you buy some vibrators. So like, she's going to buy one of your vibrators and everything like that. And Candy's like, okay.
And she is a major celeb. Major. This friend I have who's a celeb, who's a major celeb. They are such a celeb. She's going to be fucking herself with your toys. Celeb.
You ever see those billboards for Adriana's insurance? It's Adriana.
She's carrying a red Solo cup, of course, into here.
Yeah.
Candy's like, basically, I hate all these people who are here. But, you know, I'm going to be on Broadway. And I got a new car. And my husband has to follow me down a red carpet. And I have a restaurant. And I got dildos into a major celeb. So I'm happy.
And guess who's also there, by the way?
Peter's brew.
Peter's Peter. Brew.
Peter.
So Cynthia doesn't know that Peter's going to be there. So it's so awkward. I just hate that Peter's always lingering around. And I hate that they keep inviting him to stuff. I just think it's rude. It's rude and it's weird.
Yeah, why is anybody surprised at all ever? Doesn't he have a spinoff coming up? He gets the Housewives diary room every time. Nobody's surprised, okay? He's got his peach.
Yeah, exactly. So Todd gets up on stage. He gives a really stupid speech because he's like, wow, being here, it's really cool to see all the people who showed up. I mean, even Kim and Porsche are here and, you know, Candy hates them, but they still showed up. Shows what sort of woman Candy is, you know? She meets, she has people that she hates, but she still invites them, and she grows stronger because of it. It's like, great speech, Todd. That's nice.
My wife ain't gonna trip unless it's over a tiny little career that's in her way, like some of these tiny little people here. You know, she doesn't care. So, you know, Portia, Kim, you're stupid. And Candy doesn't care. Please eat her food. It's like, jeez.
And Candy gets up there and is like, see? No, Riley isn't here because it's an adults-only show. But anyway, I just have to thank everyone because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here. And I'm also going to be in Chicago, the show, not the city. See, now, Nene, you're not the only one on Broadway.
Who's that little midget Todd anyway? I know no longer. I mean, at least I support her. I brought my own cup. What'd you do, take her?
So, now, after Candy's speech, we sort of circle back to this whole Eva Will scandal situation, and Nene's feeling concerned because of what Eva said, and she doesn't want Cynthia to be hurt.
Yeah,
she's Will.
Just here for you, Cynthia. She's just here for you. So let's see. So Todd Nene... and Cynthia. Todd? Why did I write Todd and Cynthia? I meant Will, right?
I don't know. I don't know where you are on your notes.
Cynthia
darling.
And the Dew. You good? And then Peter's like, peace out. Oh, yeah, because Todd. Peter sees that Cynthia's with Will, and he's like, that's a weird dude, right? Like,
it's a weird dude. Does he have a coffee that he never actually made?
That's a light-skinned dude, right? I'm like, oh, okay, now you're shade-shading
him. Yeah, he calls him vanilla.
Yeah.
It's colorism, they say. He doesn't look like a sort of dude. He looks like a sort of dude who'd open up a bar in a previous bar, not under a highway.
So let's see. Nene's so like, Nene's... congrats. Okay, yes, Nene's concerned. Here it is. She's like, Eva says when she met Will, he had a girlfriend. And Carmen's like, I heard that too. And Ava's like, I saw it. And Candy's like, shocker,
not told
So Kenya's
you.
Like, this isn't right. I'm going to go tell Cynthia because she has a right to know. And you can see Nene's face is like, I was going to do that. Like, that was.
Yeah, I've brought in the new cast member with
like,
the storyline.
That was my next scene. I already told the producers I'm going to go talk to Cynthia, but Kenya's like, it's my scene now.
Yep, pretty much. And totally tries to steal it. And then Nene doesn't let her. She's like, I'm coming. Kenya will get the info wrong. When did she become the bone collector? who I also call a liar with fake bones in her purse.
Soraya's like, you got passports? You got Will's got passports? You got passports?
The baseball collector. So Kenya is like, I don't want you to be ambushed, but they're all saying Will has a girlfriend and there was a photo with her. And Cynthia's like, well, I did know that he was dating someone. And so Ava comes up and she's like, well, I only saw him that one time. Like, he didn't canvas or campaign with us, I'll tell you that much. Like, okay, Ava, it's all coming back to your fucking mayor. Okay, we get it, Ava.
Well, but what's funny is, so Will says it's not, all of this is not true. And then he's like, I was with someone like 7 months ago, but this stuff isn't true, yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, they show the footage of him saying he's been single for 2.5 years. And then when Ava comes out, Will's like, so this is what happens when I try to support you and Michael. Like, oh, like you're not the victim here. Like, oh, you're going to pull your precious endorsement of Ava's husband or boyfriend or Eva. I'm saying Ava, Eva's boyfriend. Like, yeah, please, Will, support. Come on, just relax.
You left no check and you didn't do any canvassing. Okay. At least hand out a flyer. Liar. Well,
because Eva, Eva's basically like
at a cigar bar event with the mayor.
Well, what comes out essentially is Eva's like, well, listen, I met you for one day. You came, you campaigned with us, you canvassed with us for one day, and then you put it on Instagram as if we're old friends. Like, stop with the bullshit. And he's like, huh, no, huh, huh, huh. He has no response, which is amazing. And he's like, child, he grew hair on top of his head, and he is bald. It's hilarious. I couldn't do it as funny as she can. You know, listen, Nene, listen, she can be a handful, but man, can she be funny in those interviews.
Yes. So basically gets mad and he starts getting really defensive. Yeah.
Which, by the way, if it had been, he could have just been like, oh, yeah, I mean, I was with that girl, but that was like a few months ago, like no big deal. But he starts to get really, really upset and like you said, defensive, which obviously is like doth protest too much, you know?
Yeah, he's like, look, I've been clear. I don't want like being ambushed like this. And she's like, I don't need the child. Like, I wouldn't have worn a scrunchie had I known it was going to be this. And so Ava comes up and he's like, come here, Ava. And so she's like, well, this is quite messy. You started it. So they kind of fight and she's like, I'm not fighting with you. And Nini's like, you need to not be fighting with women. Okay, bitch.
Yeah.
So he kind of backs down and then
he's trying to regain his composure, right? Because he's lost his cool. And so now all of a sudden he's trying to be like, he's trying to sort of like work his way back into saying something like clever. And he goes, and so he starts going like, you know, everything was perfect until now. And now I'm not the perfect gentleman for her anymore. And you show me that I have to be more better than the other gents. It's like, okay. So,
yeah.
Like he starts off accusing them of being like, essentially, he's basically saying everything was perfect. I was doing so well. I looked awesome. And now you made me look not as awesome. And then he tries to spin that into a, but no, it's good. Now I have to be more better than other, which, by the way, the fact he said more better was hilarious.
And but he's so mad, but he's trying to calm down. So he immediately starts talking to Greg because he's the only guy around. And he's like, God, can I get a drink now? And Greg's like, well, I don't care. Am I here? Where are we? Am I alive? Who are you? It's like, oh, good. Why did I even stop here? Get me some goddamn Tito's.
Greg's like, I had a dream that I had to drive myself to this event. Like, no, that happened, Greg. You were driving Eva and Mimi.
I had a dream that the mayor's wife was in my back seat, and I almost ran over a deer.
Like, it happened, Greg. So then Sheree comes outside after all this, and she's like, oh, I had no idea there's a party outside. It's a big party. I got outside. Will looks angry. Eva looks stressed. Poor Cynthia is walking around barefoot. You got shoes? You got shoes? You got a body? You got a body?
I love Sheree. And that's really it, right?
Well, no, because then there was a cliffhanger. So they're all surrounding. Will is trying to still say slick things while still being angry and trying to spin all this into being like, I just got to be a better man. That's what I – thank you for showing me that my lying shows that I have to be a better man, et cetera. And Portia is like, oh, we talk about Will? Oh, yeah, I know something too. And then she's like, to be continued.
And they're like – Cynthia's like, you know? She's like,
well, you asked. Only if you want to hear it. Dungeon, 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 dungeon. Will got a dungeon.
I was so mad because I thought I was actually so wrapped up in it that I was expecting another commercial break. And when it said to be continued, I was actually caught. I was like, ah.
I was furious.
Furious. I almost wrote a sternly written letter to Bravo TV saying, add another 10 minutes. Why do you supersize Andy Cohen's Now and Then, but then this show gets a normal hour? Not fair.
Yeah. Well, it is done. And next week, the roasting of Will continues. Dun, 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 dun.
Should be good. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to get your tickets for Crappens Live in your city. They all go on sale on Friday.
And then there's some cities that are already on sale. Like,
yeah,
Chicago,
just go to
watchwithcrappens.com,
check their calendar, and make sure you got tickets for your city. Because we want to meet you, suckas.
Yeah, exactly, guys. We have fun time doing those live shows. We want to meet you. We want to have a good time. And we want to talk about our favorite shows with you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then tomorrow, guys, load up on your pasta. Vanderpump Rules is back tomorrow, and we're talking about it. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Alice Lowe, Ben Wheatley, Sally Potter, Sean Baker, Colin Farrell, Claire Foy, Florence Pugh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Rugano Nyoni. We could go on, but these are just some of the trailblazing artists, directors, writers we've spoken to on the Barbican Film Podcast. We continue to explore a world of films, old and new, through exclusive interviews and insights as we head towards awards season. Plus, delve into the Barbican Screen Talk archive. Search for the Barbican Film Podcast on Acast.